Guys, we are pleased to be joined by a Hall of Famer on the Metro PCS Hotline. Larry Little, Hall of Fame guard from the Dolphins, joins us. Larry, how are you doing this evening?
All right, man. How are you doing today?
Hey, we're doing great. Appreciate you joining us. And before we go anywhere, I want to congratulate you, as you were honored by your alma mater, Bethune-Cookman University, last week, received the Honorary Doctor of Humane Letters during the school's spring commencement ceremony. What a real honor. What was that like to get that from your alma mater?
You know, I got an honorary doctorate back in 1972 from Biscayne College, which is now St. Thomas Aquinas. But, you know, getting one from your alma mater is really special for me, a school that I love, a school that I, you know, when I didn't have nowhere else to go, they recruited me to go there to play football, and I have to go back and coach there for 9 years, and then go back and get an honorary doctorate was really quite an honor for me.
Well, congratulations on that, Larry. The other reason you're in the news recently is because we saw you up in New York City for the NFL draft. And before we ask you anything about that, if you guys missed it, here was Larry Little making the announcement for the second round pick of the Dolphins.
41 years and counting, baby, 17-0. With the 63rd pick in the 2014 NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select Jarvis Landry, wide receiver, LSU.
There it was from Radio City Music Hall. Hey, Larry, we all loved that when you said the 41 years and counting. We could tell the Jets fans didn't like it at all. That was awesome, man.
That's why I did it.
Hey, Larry, were you like the rest of us? After a couple of trade downs by Dennis Hickey, we weren't sure if the Dolphins were going to make a selection in the second round.
You know, it was funny. First, we were number 50. And they said, okay, Larry, get ready. You'll be going out. Then, they just made a trade. Now you'll be 57 now. I said, okay. So I sat there because, you know, I have this bad hip and I want to do too much walking. So I sat right behind stage. They said, nope, not this time either. I said, I can't say what I said. But then they told me 63, and that was it, and I was able to go out there and make the announcement.
Yeah, Larry, it felt like they were icing us all. We were waiting for that announcement, waiting to see you, but it was good with what you announced in Jarvis Landry. I just wanted to ask you about being up there in New York and seeing, you know, the behind the scenes of the NFL draft. Did you ever imagine that that day or those 3 days would actually be as big as it is now in 2014?
I never would have imagined it. You know, I did it last year, too.
I know.
And I just hope Landry works out better than what I announced last year. That's for sure. But I think he will. I think I've seen him play in college, and he's a heck of a football player. Don't you think so?
I definitely think he's going to be a heck of a receiver for us as well, Larry. He's a, you know, and you know what I like about him is his attitude about everything. You know, he does everything. He does everything well, and I think he's going to be a perfect fit for this team.
I do too.
Larry, I wanted to ask you this, though. You know, with the guys that we did get, Juwan James and Billy Turner, and you get Brandon Albert and Shelly Smith and Jason Fox in the offseason, you know, when you were playing with, you know, you and Langer and Kuchenberg, you know, that great offensive line that you guys had, how do you see this line coming together? I know we had a rough year last year. Obviously, we got sacked 58 times, and not everything was on the offensive line. Don't think I'm saying the offensive line had everything to do with all the sacks, but how do you see this new group of guys coming together?
You know, it won't happen overnight. You know, on an offensive line, you've got to have continuity. And these guys have to learn each other, know the strength and what their weaknesses are. And I like what they did. I'm happy they got some. I knew they would get some offensive line because we definitely needed them. So, hopefully everything works out for them and have a better season than we had last year as far as playing up front.
Yeah, Larry, how important is it for, I mean, you get a whole bunch of new guys in together. I don't think offensive linemen have to be all the most talented guys, but how important is it for these guys to find a way to work together and work together really fast?
You know, that's what I meant when I said they have to have continuity. They have to know each other. I played next to a Norm Evans when I played. Norm wasn't the biggest guy in the world. He wasn't the strongest guy in the world, but Norm was gutty, and he had great technique, and we worked well together because we knew each other so well.
Larry Little, Hall of Fame guard for the Miami Dolphins. Let's kind of get back to where we started with your alma mater there, Bethune-Cookman, honoring you last week. You're one of only 15 undrafted free agents to be elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So, Larry, what was that journey like going from Bethune-Cookman, not getting drafted, but eventually working your way to a Hall of Fame NFL career?
Well, as most of you know, a lot of people don't know, I started my career in San Diego. You know, I signed as a free agent, defensive line nose guard, to go to San Diego Chargers. And when I got there, all the free agents came there a week before the draft of rookies. And when I read the paper the next morning, it said, Sid Gilman brought in 21 new free agents this year, maybe one will be around by the time the draft of rookies come in. And that time you had like 21 draft picks. Really? And that really kind of upset me, because I thought I would have a fair opportunity to go up against whom they thought were the best. But the next week, I stayed around for that 1 week. About five of us stayed around. And the next week, when the other rookies came in, I'll tell you a short story. A guy from Ohio State, and we all had to introduce ourselves in the first meeting that we had. He was freaking also. I stood up and said, "My name is Larry Little. I'm from Bethune-Cookman College at the time. It was a college." And this big boy with a head twice as big as Joe Rose said, "Bethune-Cookman, was that some kind of a cook school?" And I laid my eyes right on him. And the next day, we had one-on-ones. And I knocked him on his back, and I started beating him up, and he thought I was crazy. And that would help me make the football team, because I whipped the hell out of this boy. This big boy. He was about 6'5", about 310 pounds. And I said, "Now you know where Bethune-Cookman is, huh?"
Hey, Larry, that's awesome. I apologize. We got to hit our commercial break here. But thank you very much for joining us, and we really appreciate the storytelling. Congratulations again on the honorary degree from your alma mater.
All right, thanks. That was quite an honor.
There he is. Thanks, Larry Little, Hall of Fame guard for the Miami Dolphins, joining us on the Metro PCS Hotline.